Hey guys. Today I'm gonna read some more Mastodon posts that people post. The first post is from Kyle Smith, and he says, "Is it possible to listen to local fire or other emergency radio feeds either online or with a built-in FHHB radio? If so, how would I do either? I'd like to keep track of the local burning fires, if I can. There are some online streams of fire and other feeds in the internet. Broadcastify is one of them, and they also have a mobile app you can get on your devices. You can hear all emergency feeds, as well as ham radio feeds, mainly the 2M band, NOAA weather radio stations, and even aircraft. As for the built-in radios, you're gonna have to program what frequencies you want to listen or transmit in. As you know, it could also be used as a scanner." The next post is from the Bitebender, and he says, "Good content in audio blogs, drowning in AI-generated content lately, so I launched ai-trash.audiopub.site to deal with it. Don't worry, this isn't a total AI ban. I'm just trying to separate the low-effort stuff from the creative work. So basically, if you're just throwing prompts at an AI and uploading whatever it spits out, that's going to the new site. Likewise for mass-produced AI uploads. But if you're using AI as a tool in your creative process, or making experimental stuff that uses AI in not overused cool ways, your content is staying on the main site. We'll be taking a closer look at uploads. Anything that's clearly just AI output with no real human touch is heading to AI trash. But if we can see you put genuine effort and creativity into it, even if AI helped along the way, your content is good to stay on the main site. This isn't about AI being bad. Notice that the new mirror is called AI trash, not just AI. But it's about keeping some standards and not letting the site get flooded with low-effort spam. AI-trash.audiopub.site will be a full mirror of the main site. Your uploads there will still be playable and accessible, just not cluttering up the main feed. If one of your uploads gets moved there, it doesn't mean that was a punishment. It was just to keep the main site clean. Unless you spam. But that's a different story. Well, that explains why I found that AI website today. I also found the Shut Up song being moved to the AI site of Audiopub. This website is awesome, and I'm glad to be one of the first 100 users of this website. The next post is from Brian Hartgen, and he says, "The album, The Greatest Hits Collection by the Venga Boys, is out tomorrow. I might get that. I especially like that song, Uncle John from Jamaica. It's a good one. That's cool. They have made cool dance songs like Boom, 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 We Like to Party, Cheeky Bobo, That Computer Song, and even more songs like the one you mentioned are good. Also, there was a pretty dope remix of Uncle John from Jamaica. I think Amanda remixed it, I think." The next post is from Jonathan, and he says, "I wish I was born a few years sooner. Just like 3 or 4. I feel like my generation / the people in my age are so horrible, and I always was sticking to people who are older than me. But somehow this feels so sad. Like, when I see how other people can just visit their friends, socialize, have fun, laugh. And I sit here, in a half-broken community, in this weird, lost and empty country. With weirdest and to shower and interesting to have / fine friends. Or to be considered as friend, or what's friendship even? Oh man, should probably just sleep at this point. I agree with this post a lot, because I wished the same thing sometimes, because the 2020s are shit. Being able to grow up in the 90s, or even the 2000s would have been a hell of a lot better, for many reasons. Because nowadays everything has gone to shit." The next post is from Jake Gross, and he says, "I just got a Zoom H4 Essential Recorder, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad you like it. I just got the Zoom H1, the 2024 model. But the bad thing is my dumbass ordered a bigger SD card that doesn't work with it, so I have to get another micro SD card, because I didn't order the Zoom H1 kit. God damn it." The next post is from Dane Stange, and he says, "Man, I hope this bug in Audiopub and Safari gets fixed soon somehow. Has anyone figured a way to upload in an iPhone to Audiopub with Safari or another browser? Every audio file simply says dinged. It's as if it's trying to look for a photo or video. I'm not gonna use the computer. I'm comfortable in the chair with the iPhone, which is a tiny cooler computer in itself. Well, today the upload bug has been fixed and we can now put files on Audiopub. Yay! That's all the posts I have for today. This is Microsoft Sam, signing off.